AP News.
Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Shots were fired this morning outside a hotel in Manhattan. A source tells the AP the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed. The company was supposed to have its annual meeting with investors this morning in New York. Police say a 50-year-old man was shot outside the Hilton Hotel. He was taken to a hospital but could not be saved. United Healthcare is the largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans in the U.S. Thompson had been CEO since 2004. President-elect Donald Trump is considering an alternative pick to run the Pentagon. The AP Sagar Magani reports the nomination of Pete Hegseth is under pressure over a series of allegations.
They include sexual misconduct, being drunk at work, and potential financial mismanagement. While on Capitol Hill meeting with senators yesterday,
do you need to address the questions about your character that have been raised?
Hegseth ignored questions about the allegations. A source, though, says the Trump transition team is getting worried about Hegseth's path to confirmation, and three people familiar with the matter say Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being mentioned as a possible replacement. That comes as Hegseth's mom appeared on Fox News to defend her son, saying he's not the man he was 7 years ago when she wrote an email confronting him about mistreating women. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in just its second major transgender rights case. It's a challenge of a Tennessee law that bans gender-affirming care for minors. Elizabeth Preloger is Solicitor General.
SB 1 regulates by drawing sex-based lines and declares that those lines are designed to encourage minors to appreciate their sex. The law restricts medical care only when provided to induce physical effects inconsistent with birth sex.
The case comes as President-elect Donald Trump and his allies promised to roll back protections for transgender people. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street after tech companies talked up how much artificial intelligence is boosting their results. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index is heading for one of its best years of the millennium. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 168 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite tacked on 0.6%. Salesforce rose 9.4%. The business software maker highlighted its artificial intelligence offering for customers. Marvel Technology jumped 21% after saying it's seeing strong demand from AI. South Korean stocks fell following political turmoil in Seoul. Seth Sutel, New York.
The European Union condemned the Taliban for violating human rights and women's access to education after media reports that the Taliban's leader ordered private and public institutions to stop providing medical courses for women and girls. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.